Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
I'm tracking showers that are likely to begin moving into our area today and will be with us through much of the weekend. I'll show you which days the rain will be heaviest. Another day of disruption at Durham County schools, and this time it affects every student. There will be no classes today as transportation support staff are calling out while the dispute over pay carries on.
The faculty at NC State considering a no confidence vote against the chancellor and other university leaders. The new development coming as WRAL on your side, five on your side, confirms more cancer cases connected to Poe Hall.
President Biden firing back after a special counsel report questions the accuracy of his memory, even the year his son died.
When I was asked the question, I thought to myself, wasn't any of their damn business.
The developments coming out of the investigation into Biden's handling of classified documents. Good morning, everyone. It is 6 o'clock. Great to have you with us on this Friday. You handled the week like a pro, and now the payoff with the weekend coming. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your Friday. Here's some clouds out there. When the sun comes up, we'll see that maybe insulating us a little bit because it's definitely warmer this morning, Elizabeth, than you step outside.
That's a big difference that we'll see today. It is going to be cloudier today and through the weekend. We also have a few stray showers out there, but we're not likely to see very much rain today or tomorrow as a whole. But our temperatures are 15 to 20 degrees warmer than they were this time yesterday because we've seen that switch in our wind to southerly. So that southerly flow is bringing enough moisture for cloud cover. Right now, there's not anything showing up on dual Doppler 5000 radar. But Futurecast does show the potential for a few isolated showers this morning. There's 8 a.m. in our southern counties. Could be dry around lunchtime with another chance of a shower in our northern counties later on this evening. In terms of the timing of this, we could see an isolated shower in any part of the viewing area at any point today, but it really will be just isolated. These warm temperatures are melting the ice there in Cary at Fenton, and that's exactly what they wanted. The ice skating is over, and it's going to feel a bit more like spring for this weekend. We have a southwesterly flow at 9 miles per hour, looking at 47 temperature heading out the door. We climb into the 50s by lunchtime, and we'll see highs in the low 60s this afternoon with mostly cloudy skies and a slight chance of a shower. We have a chance of rain at the end of the day Saturday, but Sunday and Monday look pretty wet. I'll walk you through it coming up, Brian.
Elizabeth, it is 6:02 right now. All new, getting reports of a crash in Raleigh at MLK Boulevard, at Raleigh Boulevard. Apparently, it's a minor crash, property damage only. Not seeing any delay showing up on the sensors through that area just yet. Of course, I'll watch that. And over towards Zebulon, we have a report of a crash at Fowler Road near Doyle Road. Apparently, someone is pinned in there. At least that's the last report that we got from Raleigh 911. That's not too far from Highway 96. Not seeing big delays, but do want to keep that in mind there on the northeastern side of Wake County this morning. Elsewhere, major routes at the moment are looking good around the triangle.
Brian, thanks. Breaking news, scary moments for some people living in downtown Raleigh when their homes were hit by bullets. Around 1:30 this morning, police took two people into custody. Brett Neese joins us from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker at the Raleigh Police Department. And Brett, the shootings led to a police chase, such a wild chain of events. Walk us through what we know.
Wild and scary for some of these people that live in the downtown area, Renee. And we did just learn some brand new information from the Raleigh Police Department. We know this is a man and a teenager that were arrested after this all played out overnight. First, let me show you this first map. I want to show you where those shootings took place. They're 2 miles apart, one home off of Camden Street, another home off of Raleigh Boulevard. So that all happened around 9:45 to 10 o'clock last night. Then it was a couple of hours later when Raleigh police found this truck going over the speed limit on Capitol Boulevard near Calvary Drive. That's when they first tried to pull the truck over, and they had these two people inside. The truck then took off, going over 100 miles an hour in a 45 mile an hour zone, more than double the speed limit. They took down the Beltline, down to US 1, past the Apex area, and into Chatham County, past the Chatham County line. That's when the chase finally ended, that truck pulling over and cooperating with police at that point, hours after all of the shooting and now the chase involved. We're working to learn more information about these two suspects, who they are and what charges they're facing. As soon as we get that part of the story, we'll pass it along. Live in Raleigh, Brittany, WRAL News.
There's no school today in Durham. First time all classes are canceled during this pay dispute between staff and school leaders. And this morning, the entire transportation support staff called out of work. WRL's Kelsey Coffey is at the Durham Bus Depot. And Kelsey, we also know who will be the interim superintendent through all this controversy and chaos throughout the week.
Jeff, we just got that information last night, and all of these buses here at the depot will just be parked here for the entire day because all of the transportation support staff called out. And since more than 70% of DPS students are bus riders, it was just impossible for them to have school today. School board members met last night, and former Wake County School Superintendent Kati Moore was named interim superintendent at the meeting. This after Pascal Mumbenga resigned Wednesday. We also learned February paychecks won't be cut, a demand that was addressed during recent protests. There are still a lot of unanswered questions, though. The board postponed their decision again about the ongoing salary issue. They reviewed new options but still couldn't agree. These recent closures for schools are leaving parents eager for a solution.
I trusted everyone in the district to handle things appropriately going forward, and they've let me down yet again.
The district is making today a teacher work day, so teachers will still be in the classroom today. Athletic events and other after-school activities will still go on as scheduled. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Durham.
Today, an NC State faculty committee will consider whether it should hold a vote of no confidence against university leaders, including Chancellor Randy Woodson. The move comes over the administration's handling of PoHall. A Five on Your Side investigation confirmed 101 reports of cancer in people who worked or studied in the building, including at least 20 current faculty members. NC State hired a consulting firm to investigate the building, but people who worked or studied in PoHall say they want more done to investigate their health. Today's vote is largely symbolic since the university faculty does not have the authority to remove university leaders from office.
And Renee, this all comes after NC State released its new test results last night for cancer-causing chemicals in PoHall. New testing from Geosyntec consultants showed only one result out of dozens was above EPA standards for PCBs. But it's not the complete picture. The testing was done with the building's HVAC system off, which isn't the same environment people who worked and studied in PoHall experienced. And the type of testing that showed the highest levels of PCBs in October and November has not been completed yet by Geosyntec. Additional testing will sample possible sources of PCB contamination and air quality with the HVAC system on.
And happening now in the WRA Live Center, this teen reported missing from Brunswick County was found safe in Hillsborough in Orange County. This is Andre Thompson Jr. Now, with the help of FBI agents and Orange County deputies, Thompson was located at a home on Allen Lane in Hillsborough. Deputies arrested the woman he was found with, Dreema Ferguson. She's charged with a child abduction. We're working to learn the circumstances that led up to this alleged child abduction and what additional charges Ferguson could face. Now, of course, we'll keep you updated with any new developments here in the WRA Live Center.
Ken, thanks. President Joe Biden says he is the most qualified person to be president, even after a special counsel report on his handling of classified documents says his memory has, quote, significant limitations. The report from special counsel Robert Hur decided criminal charges were not warranted for classified documents found at Biden's private home. But it also questioned Biden's memory of his time as vice president, even his memory of key events in his personal life, including the year his son Beau died. Biden was emotional when responding to the report in a news conference.
I know there's some attention paid to some language in the report about my recollection of events. There's even reference that I don't remember when my son died. How in the hell dare he raise that? Frankly, when I was asked the question, I thought to myself, it wasn't any of their damn business.
The 345-page report comes after a 15-month-long investigation into Biden's mishandling of classified documents following his time as vice president under President Barack Obama.
Today, a Franklin County kennel owner is expected in court to face animal cruelty charges. Anne Marie Green is facing six felony and 10 misdemeanor charges. She's the owner of Green Meadow Kennels in Youngsville. Among her charges, she's accused of intentionally tormenting and depriving more than 20 dogs of necessary sustenance. North Carolina Department of Agriculture has also served Green's kennel a civil penalty for operating without a license. 6:10 is the time right now on your Friday. A warning from 5 on your side about a bold front porch thief.
Urban camouflage. Who suspects a DoorDash bag of being any problem?
How you can protect your deliveries from robberies like this one.
A major award for Christian McCaffrey ahead of his appearance in the Super Bowl. The huge achievement the former Panther is celebrating after last night's NFL honors ceremony.
And we have a warmer weekend on the way with 60s and 70s, but a good bit of rain to go along with it. It won't rain all weekend, but I'll show you when you'll need your umbrella.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Waiting on a little bit of light patchy rain today. Nothing showing up on dual Doppler 5000 radar right now. What we see today will be a sprinkle or two. It's not going to be much. A little bit of light rain possible Saturday, but Sunday and Monday will be the wettest days for this pattern coming up. We take a live look at Sanford. It's nice and dry there this morning. It is cloudy. We're looking at gray skies and temperatures in the 40s, which is anywhere from 15 to 20 degrees warmer than it was this time yesterday. So big change. That's the biggest change we're noticing today. Our high temperatures this afternoon will be in the low 60s, but we hit 61 for the high yesterday. Lots of cloud cover today, a sprinkle here or there, but walking the dog should be fairly comfortable. We're looking at a few light showers tomorrow, but tomorrow's highs could be near records. I'll show you when the heaviest rain arrives later in the weekend. Coming up, Brian.
All right, 6:14 right now. Still watching a couple of crashes in Wake County. Let's have this minor crash on the southeast side of Central Raleigh at Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, right around Raleigh Boulevard there, not too far from where it splits between Raleigh Boulevard and Rock Quarry Road. Still not seeing any delays showing up on the sensors in that region. Also on the northeastern side of Wake County, watch for a crash on Fowler Road near Doyle Road. That one's in the clearing stages. Elsewhere around the triangle, our major routes still are looking fine in Wake County and in Durham right now. We're not seeing any problems on I-40. Renee.
Brian, thanks. We're working to learn the identity of the man shot and killed on Denfield Street in Durham. This happened around 7 yesterday morning, and police spent the day investigating. We'll update you on air and online as soon as we know more.
5 on your side wants you to watch out for this. People stealing packages from your front porch. We see videos like this all the time, but a thief in Durham did it a little bit differently, using a DoorDash bag, as you see. A thief stole a box containing 5 cell phones worth about $7,000. 5 on your side reached out to DoorDash, who said based on this video, they couldn't confirm whether this was one of their dashers. It may not have been. DoorDash doesn't ask for those delivery bags back when a dasher leaves the company. And you can find those delivery bags from several services and restaurants for sale online.
Urban camouflage. Who suspects a DoorDash bag of being any problem, you know?
Different carriers have different options to protect your deliveries. Inside the story on WRAL.com, you'll find links to the delivery options page of major package carriers so you can manage your shipments.
A big honor for Baltimore Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson. He was named the league's most valuable player last night during the NFL honors ceremony in Las Vegas. It's the second time Jackson has won the league's MVP award. San Francisco 49ers running back Christian McCaffrey was named the league's offensive player of the year. The former Panther scored 21 touchdowns in helping to lead the 49ers to the Super Bowl. Myles Garrett of the Cleveland Browns won the league's Defensive Player of the Year award, narrowly edging T.J. Watt of the Pittsburgh Steelers for the honor.
Plenty to do this weekend all around the triangle.
Let's start with Christian music's biggest tour. The Winter Jam 2024 tour is coming to PNC Arena tonight. There will be performances by Crowder, Seventh Day Slumber, and New Song. The event is free, but there is a suggested $15 donation at the door. It starts at 7 tonight at PNC.
Tomorrow you can celebrate the Year of the Dragon at the Lunar New Year Market in Raleigh. It's happening from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Raleigh Ironworks off Atlantic Avenue. You can shop from Asian American and Pacific Islander owned businesses and eat delicious food and celebrate the Year of the Dragon.
And Jeff, I'm a dragon. It's going to be my lucky year.
Yes, it is.
On Sunday, you can let the good times roll in Durham. A daytime Mardi Gras celebration for all ages is happening from noon until 5 at Durham Central Park. There will be free crafting booths, food, live music, and lots of dancing. This weekend, you'll definitely want to stay with WRAL and watch the weather because we are getting some rain on the way and Sunday's looking really wet.
Might be able to draw a line between Saturday and Sunday. Elizabeth Gardner certainly has in the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
And we take a live look at what's happening in Goldsboro, Fayetteville, Apex and Chapel Hill this morning. We have cloudy skies. Of course, it's too dark to see that right now, but you can see that it is not wet anywhere. We do have the potential for a little bit of light patchy rain. You can see that showing up back to our west, especially here in Tennessee. A little bit of that moves through the mountains, and it looks like it's moving through our area right now. But what's happening is we're seeing the rain forming in the clouds, and it's falling through a very dry air mass, and it's evaporating before it reaches the ground. As we get through the day, we'll see more and more moisture pushing in, and eventually we'll start to see a few sprinkles reaching the ground, but it's not going to be much. Again, we take a look at dual Doppler 5000 radar, and nothing's showing up just yet. Futurecast does show the potential for a little light rain in our southern counties for this morning, and maybe a break around lunchtime with the potential for a little bit more light rain in our northern counties during the evening. But whatever we see today, we'll move through quickly. It'll be light and patchy and probably won't even measure in the rain gauges. Saturday looks like a nice day. Temperatures will be in the low to mid 70s. We'll see the potential for a little sunshine around lunchtime, but then possibly a wave comes through right around dinner time. We'll see a little light rain, but it's not going to stick around for long either. We take a look at Sunday. We'll start Sunday with rain in the north. A cold front will slip southward across the area and increase that chance for rain as we get through the afternoon. Here's Saturday, late on Saturday. You can see that rain moving in with that cold front on Sunday. There's 8 a.m. Sunday, and that rain just sits over us at lunchtime and gradually starts to sink southward. But I feel like even if you're headed out to a Super Bowl party at 6 o'clock, there's probably still going to be some light rain. Monday morning, as you head out the door, that rain may be fairly steady to heavy. We can see around an inch or so of rain on Monday alone. That looks at this point like the wettest day. It does begin to move out by Tuesday. So how much rain total for today, tomorrow, and Sunday combined? It's likely to be anywhere from a half an inch to maybe an inch, especially up near the Virginia line. And then we could add another inch to it. So total rainfall could be anywhere from an inch and a half to 2 inches by the time we get to Tuesday morning. How about your Super Bowl Sunday? We're looking at the chance of some light rain right around the time that the game begins. We should see that starting to taper off a little bit later in the evening, and temperatures will be in the 50s as the game wraps up. Looking at highs in the 70s on Saturday. I'll show you how close that is to a record high coming up. But it does look like we're back to wintry conditions in terms of temperatures by late Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Highs in the 50s for Valentine's Day. Brian?
It is 620 right now, Elizabeth, and we're looking good overall with light traffic volume around the triangle here at on a Friday morning. We're going to take you to the southeast side of Central Raleigh with a report of a minor crash getting cleared now from Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard at Raleigh Boulevard. Sensors look clear in that area. Also between Zebulon and Rollsville, a crash on Fowler Road near Doyle Road is in the clearing stages. Again, around Wake County, we're looking fine. In Durham this morning, we're not picking up any problems on 885. But that could change later. So as you're heading out this morning, when you get in the car, turn on the radio and you can listen to our live news, weather, and traffic updates there. 99.3 FM in Raleigh and 96.5 FM in Durham.
Brian, thanks for that. Former President Donald Trump is one step closer to the Republican nomination. The huge win he claimed in Nevada that is making a rematch with President Biden even more likely.
People are saying a new wax figure of Beyonce looks more like another celebrity. The reaction from that actress coming up in What's Trending.
And here's a look at your winning lottery numbers on your screen right now.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
A new wax figure of Beyonce has fans seeing another celebrity instead.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending. Brian.
Yeah, Madame Tussauds in Blackpool, England unveiled this Beyonce figure yesterday. However, commenters on social media say it looks more like Leah Remini. Hey, I think so. The King of Queens star was quick to respond, saying that she's flattered by the comparison.
Who wouldn't be, right?
Yeah.
Her quote, "This perimenopausal woman will take any and all comparisons to the beautiful Beyonce." You go, Leah. But yeah, I mean, it looks like Beyonce, but then you hear Leah and you're like, yeah, I see that there.
And then you see her. Yeah, mm-hmm. It is quite amazing. It is striking how close it is.
No word from Beyonce, though. Yeah,
exactly. Brian, thanks. This morning on Today, a Super Bowl-sized Friday. They're throwing two epic pep rallies live on the show. Chiefs Kingdom and the 49er faithful will go head-to-head in their hometowns representing their teams. Also, there's a live report from Las Vegas and a preview of the big game with Mike Tirico. It's all coming up on Today at 7 right here on WRAL.
Looking at increasing chances for rain as we get through the weekend, especially Sunday and Monday. I'll show you when the rain will be heaviest and how much will total up by the end of the weekend.
We're getting a closer look at what the future may have in store for Fayetteville Street, how Raleigh leaders hope to transform and invigorate downtown.
Let's give you this live look right now on this Friday morning. The legislative building downtown Raleigh. Just ahead, what we are learning about a major drug bust. It happened coming off a flight from Las Vegas.